kindness. That's what I'm trying to take to the next level. Pure, pure, pure kindness. And what I mean by pure kindness is, from now on, I'm going to take it to the next level and start doing things for other people without expecting anything in return. Not expecting any sort of return in investment. Not expecting anything back from the people who I helped out or done anything for. And just not having any sort of expectation for others. And just knowing deep inside that somewhere along the road... Things will come into place and I'll be rewarded for it. That's essentially the philosophy that I have taken from Gary Vaynerchuk, who is one of my greatest influences ever. And he speaks constantly about just kindness, being kind to others and not expecting anything in return, because when you're expecting something in return, it's manipulation. So That's what I've been doing. So one practical application of what I've been doing is on my Twitch stream, I'm essentially auto-hosting a lot of people that I respect. Everybody from my cousins to people in my community who have subscribed to me, to people in my community who just follow me, to people who don't know about me, but I, again, respect or they're good game developers. I'm doing that much more often now. I'm even following some people that I used to know from like years back. We have completely lost contact, but I'm now following them just to start practicing this new concept of just kindness and giving and helping out people and giving back to people without any sort of manipulative, sinister, ulterior motive behind why I'm doing these sort of things. And I think, to be honest, I think that's my natural self, so I'm trying that right now. Next topic, I also want to, oh, by the way, I completely forgot the intro. Welcome guys to Onwards to Krieg, your podcast for this adventure and journey that I am taking on for about 2 months now. I would say officially about 2 months right now. It's August, what is it, like August 8th today or August 7th? It's been quite some time since I first started, but I've actually gone full time, as you may have heard in my previous episode. So things have been changing rapidly, and it's super duper exciting and challenging at the same time. So the next topic that I want to talk about is what I did today. Today, the most terrible thing in the world happened. The Verizon technician was supposed to come today and I completely missed him. So I had to go the entire day with a shitty stream. The streams have been really, really, really choppy recently. And I haven't exactly gotten the amount of viewers I used to get back in Dallas. And I think that's, even that is like a underestimation. I think I don't even have like almost any viewers really at this point, because my stream quality is really, really bad and sometimes unwatchable for certain people. So I have been trying to be positive with that. I mean, there were certain times where I really wanted to just not stream, and because I was so pissed off. It's like, why do I have such a shitty stream? Why am I going backwards? Like, at least I want to go forwards, but I'm going backwards, and my stream is suffering now. My stream is much worse than it ever was. I'm getting less viewers. I'm not getting followers anymore. I'm getting a lot of viewers because people just catch me on organic results, but I don't convert them anymore. I'm not converting them into followers. So that's really, really bad. That's because my stream quality isn't good anymore, and those are some of the challenges that I've been facing. But you know what? It's just persistence, really. It's persistence despite the odds. It's persistence despite the challenges, because I gotta love the process, and I gotta like these challenges. I gotta like these setbacks. You know, there's gonna be times where I'm just gonna go straight backwards, and it'll be painful. It'll be frustrating. It was extremely frustrating for me when I was going backwards as far as my stream, literally my I'm in a worse spot than I was like a month or 2 months ago. You would think that me going full time, it would just be fine, everything would be fine, but that's not true. Now things are, you know, things are at some points they were like falling apart, and I was losing control of things and all that. But I feel like today I've made a very, very good amount of progress. You know, even though I may be failing, even though I may suffer setbacks, I'm making progress, and that's what makes me really happy. A few days ago, I was in a really bad position, but today I'm in a much better position because, first of all, I have a schedule now. And when it comes to Twitch streaming, I've realized that a schedule is extremely important for myself and for the people who are going to watch, because they are expecting the stream at a certain time. Also, I'm disciplining myself, and I'm organizing my day, especially when you're self-employed and when you're an entrepreneur, you need to be self-disciplined. So me scheduling and me setting up a new schedule, it was like 13 hours. I came up with about 13 hours of pure streaming. And I did about probably like 12 hours today, or, you know, I tried aiming for 13. It was a little hard. My goal is 15 hours. I want to eventually get to that, but I'm going to have to take step by step. So yeah, that's where I've been today. You know, I got a few followers here and there, but nothing like I used to get in Dallas, where I used to get like 5-6 followers every single stream. Like, no kidding. The streams would only be like 2-3 hours long. So those were interesting times. And looking back, my streams were actually really, really high quality back in the days in Dallas. It's because the volume, my background noise was very, very little. So in Dallas, everything was quiet. I pretty much lived next to old people, so there's no sounds. At the same time, my internet was really, really good. Something about Dallas internet, maybe it's not being used by, maybe it's just because the infrastructure is so good there and it's not that dense like it is in New York City. So the internet is just better, less noise, less people using internet, etc. What else? Those are the main two reasons. And also, I had a really strong schedule because, you know, I had a 9-to-5 job. So I would come to stream every single day at the same time, because obviously I'd leave work at the same time and I'd go to work at the same time. So that kind of made a really, really interesting schedule that everybody anticipated. And even today when I'm streaming, my regulars show up on that time. So it's quite interesting. Scheduling is really important. Like, for example, for all you SpongeBob watchers out there, you guys remember those days when you were a kid, you know, you anticipated SpongeBob to show at a specific time of the day. Imagine if it was at a random time, like 10 p.m. one day, and one day it was like 12 p.m. It's like when you're at lunch at, or like 2 p.m. when you're at school. Like, that's not going to happen. You know, you need like a schedule so that you can like adjust your schedule to that, or you can prepare for that, or whatever. So yeah, scheduling is really important. Then that's what I've been doing. So the past few days I haven't really scheduled, because I just said, hey, I'm just gonna be streaming all day, so just stream all day. But no, even then, I'm not disciplined. I need to be disciplined. I need to know exactly when I'm gonna take the breaks, when I'm gonna go to the gym, when I'm gonna start the streams, when I'm gonna end the streams, and etc. So those are the two topics that I wanted to talk about today. I don't want to go too long. I hope you liked the podcast today, and I do understand that my podcast quality has suffered. I used to do it on my computer using my studio mic and then editing it as well. I had my high school friend Alejandro Flores edit it as well, and he did a superb job on that. And I also, you know, edited myself on Adobe Premiere Pro, but it takes a little time to do it, and I am just thinking maybe if I spent more time on my game development instead of the podcast, I think things would fall into place properly, and that would be a good expenditure of my time instead of spending too much time on the podcast. But I have yet to figure that out. But for now, I'm just going to be using an application called Anchor, which allows me to podcast via my smartphone. And I think it's super quick, super easy, and really, really easy to just get content out. And let me know if it's really bad, and if you want me to go back to editing it professionally. Let me know. You can hit me up or comment or anything like that. I don't even know if these podcasts have a commenting section, but you know what I mean. Anyways, guys, take care. You guys have tuned into Onwards to Krieg, your podcast for a journey and adventure of somebody, an entrepreneur, a game developer, a millennial, 22-year-old kid, guy, man, I don't know, dude, embarking on his dreams and doing something differently. Take care, folks, and have a great day. This is your host, Sayadamon, logging out.